I think that business owners really struggle when they find themselves in a place of, I'm operating my business, I'm doing this long list of things every day, I'm going through the motions, and you realize, like, why am I doing what I'm doing? Like, what is the bigger thing? It sounds a little cliche, but it's like, what is that big dream? You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 628. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys are having a great week. Man, last week I was at like max capacity. It's been a while since I've had a week like that, especially since taking February off. And it's just this kind of sprint season that I'm in right now as I get ready for my in-person May 4th event, the ultimate entrepreneur experience, and also just life, like a lot happening in my life right now. Both of my kids, my two oldest kids, have birthdays that are 2 days apart. So they're 2 years and 2 days. And so it's just the craziest time because they both have birthdays. We have their birthday party. We were able to convince them this year to do a joint party. Usually they can't agree on a theme, so we have to do two separate parties. Not have to. We choose to. We get to do that for them. We want to do that for them. But this year we went a little more all out on a Harry Potter themed birthday party for both of them. We started homeschooling that same week. Like, it's just all amazing, incredible up levels, honestly, in my life, and things I get to do and like facilitate and just see these incredible things come to life. Like, homeschooling was one of those things that I worked on for months, and then to see it kind of come to life, and my nanny is supporting me in homeschooling, but then it just happened that the week that we started, she was gone for a day and a half on a vacation. And so I got to kind of fill in and do the teaching, and I taught the science experiment with the kids. And I was like, you know, this is what life's about. Like, being able to be present with my kids and do this it's why I do what I do. So anyways, I was max last week. Like, I went days where I had so many unread text messages, so many unread DMs, hadn't touched my email in 2 days. Like, I was just only doing the most important thing. And I am looking forward to a little bit more space this week. My biggest focus is on the event, the May 4th event. I mean, the details, the experience, the value, the connections. The event itself has the potential of being life-changing. And I'm honored to get to put it on and meet so many of you in person. So with that said, I was inspired to do this podcast episode. It might be a little bit deeper of one, like get you to think. I heard this question asked in a panel that I was listening to with other entrepreneurs, and I wanted to answer the question so bad because I had stuff to say that wasn't being said in the panel. Not that the answer was bad. I had an opinion. I had something I wanted to share. And so I was like, I'll turn it into a podcast episode. And the question that somebody asked these entrepreneurs was, are you supposed to feel excited every day that you wake up and, you know, get to work in your business? And does that mean that you're doing something right? And if you don't feel that way when you wake up every day, does that mean you're doing something wrong or you're missing something? That was basically essentially the question was, I think this individual didn't feel excited every day when she woke up to work on her business. And she was asking these other successful entrepreneurs what they thought, how they felt about that. And I do think that there is a lot of talk out there from other entrepreneurs, and even myself included, about the fact that, you know, you want to be having fun in your business. You want to have it fulfill you and fulfill your purpose and be in momentum and be excited and, you know, have that energy of like, I love what I'm doing. I love this. I do believe that about business. However, does that mean that you will and should wake up every single day excited to work in your business? And, you know, another piece to this was, you know, what are you doing? What are you actually doing to make sure you're doing what you love and working on what you love? And the reality is too, as you grow a business, what you do has to change to grow a legitimate business. So the question of, you know, if I have this craft, like for me, I have this marketing craft. If I'm not doing marketing every single day, am I working in my purpose? Or if you're an artist or a photographer or a coach or whatever, if you're not actually doing that thing every day, are you working in your purpose? And if you're not excited sometimes about what you're doing, are you doing something wrong? And that was essentially the question. And so my answer is no, that is normal. And it made me realize something. It made me realize, like, yes, we want to have more often than not, like more than 50% of the time, that we are excited, we are passionate, we are lit up, we cannot wait to go to work and do what we get to do that day and wake up and get out of bed and all those things. But are you going to have seasons, whether that is a week or a month or a quarter, maybe even a year, where you don't feel excited and lit up and even like you get to be in your purpose? Yes, that is absolutely normal. And this concept that I've been thinking and sitting with, two things in this for months now. One thing that has come up as a theme for me repeatedly is you can't know when something is good or in alignment or how you want it to feel if you don't have the contrast of how you don't want it to feel. And I've been thinking about this a lot of, you know, when I have an expectation of how I want my business to run or how I want to be able to spend my time or, you know, being able to homeschool my kids or anything in my life, like when I have a vision of how I want it to feel, what I want it to be like, what I want it to look like, one of the only ways that I'm able to get to that point where I know what I want is I've also experienced the opposite, right? And those things helped get me to the place where I knew what I wanted. And so in business, you sometimes go through a season where maybe you're working on things that you don't want to work on, or you're working too many hours and you feel like, you know, you're working 40, 50 hours a week and that's not why you started your business. Or you wake up every morning and the first thing you do is check your email and you're overloaded and you're in fight or flight, or, you know, whatever. You're not going to realize that that's not what you want and that's not how you want to run your business and run your life unless you actually experience that thing. It's only when we experience those things that we get to say, this is not how I want it to be, and therefore I'm going to make a change. So that's the first thing, is really honoring and being almost grateful for the opposite, being grateful for the side where we realize, oh, this is actually not how I want it to be. This is not how I want it to feel. So now I get to take an action to get a different result. And we can't have one side without the other. We can't. Like, that is the way it works. The second thing is, if you have a purpose where you are clear about your mission, what you're here to do, what is driving you, and that purpose is clear and it is bigger than just today and tomorrow, right? Then in the moments where things get challenging, it's really easy to continue to move through those seasons when you know it's for a bigger purpose. And so I think that business owners really struggle when they find themselves in a place of, I'm operating my business, I'm doing this long list of things every day, I'm going through the motions, and whether I'm successful or not, I think either side you run into this, and you realize, like, why am I doing what I'm doing? Like, what is the bigger thing, whether that's a mission, a goal that you have of, I'm going to sell my company one day, or I'm going to start this huge nonprofit with the money that I make, or I'm going to change a million lives doing XYZ. Like, it sounds a little cliche, but it's like, what is that big dream? What do you feel is the reason why you are put here in the, on this earth in this lifetime. Like I told you, we're going to go deep. And I think it's fair that a lot of people don't know the answer to that question, right? Like some of our life is probably spent figuring that out and figuring out like what lights me up, what comes really easy to me, what do I feel like so freaking excited when I do, or when I get to lead, or when I get to have this impact, right? And so if you have this idea of what your bigger purpose is, then in the moments where business gets hard, you have a challenge, you have to spend 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks doing something that you don't want to do because the business requires it, now there's a reason behind that, right? Because you know it's for a bigger thing. But when you're just going through the motions and you don't really know why you're doing what you're doing, what your purpose is, like what your mission is, and you don't know what this is all feeding, you haven't dreamed that yet. You haven't defined that yet. Even if you don't know exactly how you're going to get there, we all don't, but you haven't really thought about those things. Well, then when there's a challenge that comes up, or a team member quits, or you have an issue paying a bill or cash flow or whatever, it's not going to feel as easy or as much of a no-brainer to move through those challenges and face those challenges when you don't even know why you would. You don't even have something bigger that you're working towards. And so this example I thought of throughout this question is, are we as individuals get to have a purpose in our life, whatever that is? Like we all, I believe, have unique purposes, whether you know what it is or not. I know that one of my purposes in my life is to inspire people to be able to have more, demand more, and go after their dreams. I know that's one of my purposes. I also know that one of my gifts is being able to take a very big picture thing, big picture goal, and break it down into tangible, actionable steps. And I know that through my grit and my determination and my ambition and who I am, my purpose is to inspire other people, specifically women and moms, to go after the life of their dreams, to never settle, to realize that they can have it all, right? And so we individually get to have that purpose. And then our business gets to be a tool to help that purpose come to life. That doesn't mean that every single day I'm spending all my time showing people that they can have it all, right? It doesn't mean that the only thing I do all day to be able to be in my purpose is just that, right? Is talk to people, do Q&A, inspire people, make content. Like that's not possible because I have to run a business. I get to run a business. And so within that comes things like team building, operations, product development, sometimes jumping in and handling a business problem solving when there's a cash flow issue, like handling a legal problem, finances. Am I going to ever be like, yes, I get to wake up today and I get to handle this legal problem, or I get to pay my taxes today? Like I'm just in my purpose. No, of course I'm not, right? But those things, I am fine doing them, doing what I have to do, moving through them, even when like in the moment, it might not be fun. There might be a week, there might be a month where I'm like, man, I'm in the thick of it right now. But I know it's temporary and I know that there's a bigger thing at play. I'm doing it because I have this bigger mission. And my business gets to be a mechanism. It gets to be a tool that helps me fulfill that purpose, right? But directly helping people with their marketing and their funnels and their Facebook ads and their copy, yes, it will sort of help people with being able to have it all because it gives them freedom, it gives them abundance, it helps them make more money. And it's not necessarily directly related to my purpose. And so when this question was answered, one thing I thought of was I thought of Elon Musk because I just read his biography and I did those podcast episodes. And I thought about for him, one of his lifelong dreams and what he thinks his mission in this lifetime is to do is to colonize Mars, right? Like, which is a crazy dream. And so he shared in the book that everything they do in SpaceX, the government contracts, you know, the decisions they make, the rockets that they build, like the government contracts that they're making millions of dollars with, are not because he wants to work with the government. I'm sure that it's actually pretty annoying to work with the government, right? No, his government contracts are to get the money to fund his mission, which is colonize Mars, right? So when you have a mission, when you know where you're going, where you have a vision of where you can go, the decisions and the actions that you have to take that might not be, quote, fun in the moment or put you in a season of hustling or grinding or stress or overwhelm, like those things are temporary and you know it's for a bigger thing, right? Your purpose and your mission has to be bigger than the obstacles you will face or the obstacles will win. So the question is, what is your bigger purpose and mission? Like if I was to ask you that, are you clear on that? I think it's a really important question to sit with because I think that a business, a good business, a long-term healthy business that can weather the storms has to have a bigger mission and a bigger purpose. And it has to be big enough that the team buys into it, that you buy into it, that it's a no-brainer when there are tougher times, more stressful times. It's like, of course, we're going to do this thing because it's going to lead us here, right? We trust that. So I think where people get really down or defeated is when you don't know what your bigger purpose is. And your bigger purpose can't be, I'm going to make a bunch of money. Like money is a byproduct. It can be, I'm going to make a bunch of money so I can do this with the money, so I can start a nonprofit, so I can travel the entire world. Like the money has to serve a purpose because just having money in your bank, like what, you know, that we all know that that's not, once your needs are met, like that's not going to bring the happiness. So What will keep you going in those tougher times? And where entrepreneurs, I think, get defeated is they don't have a purpose. They can't really say why they're doing what they're doing besides maybe, I want to make a lot of money. I want to be like so-and-so. Like that is not going to keep you going in the tougher times. And then they hit one of those times. And this is actually happening a lot right now because of the economy. I'm seeing businesses who started in 2020 who are like, we can't keep going. Like, I don't want to keep going. And so they come across, okay, we don't have a purpose. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know why we're doing it besides we just want to make money. And then the economy gets shitty. They lose clients. They aren't making sales. They don't see as much money in the bank. And they're like, well, what's the point? Like, why would I keep doing this? I don't have a purpose. Right. And so if you don't have something bigger to fight for and to believe in, then when you face the challenges, you're not going to want to face them. You're not going to have the determination to face them. So back to this original question of, should I feel excited every single day in waking up and working in my business? If I'm in my purpose, am I doing what I love all the time? And my answer is no. Should you have moments and seasons where that's happening? Absolutely. But it can't be every day, right? Because we can't live in a reality where we can ignore everything that we don't want to do and the, you know, quote, not fun negative parts of business, taxes, legal, you know, payments, finances, upset clients, team members leaving, like, you can't ignore that and have a real business. And so you have to have something bigger that allows facing those things a no-brainer. And to be in your purpose, it's that you are doing whatever it takes in this moment to move the business in the direction you see where it's going, right? So when I have to face a team challenge, when I have to face a legal challenge, whatever, I know that me coming into that situation and me showing up in that situation, even if I don't want to, even if it means having a difficult conversation, even if it means being stressed that week, me coming into that situation is to serve the purpose for the business of getting it to where I want it to go. And that's going to be different for everybody, where they are in their business and what they have to do, right? And you're going to have, like I said, you're going to have seasons. So the important part is that you have the mission, you have the purpose, and that you understand that your actions even if they are doing the nitty-gritty, not fun things of business or facing a challenge, your actions are feeding a bigger purpose. They are helping and supporting this business that is serving something bigger than you. On that note, the last thing I will say is there are some times where there is a lot of resistance. And I think there's, as with everything, like the answer is usually in the gray area. And I do think if you wake up every day and you hate your business, that could also be a sign of, why do I hate my business? Like, what would I have to do to get it back to where I love it? How do I want it to look? Right? When you are facing a lot of resistance and you don't feel the confidence to move through that resistance, you don't feel like it's temporary. You don't feel like this is a part of the path. This discomfort and this resistance, I'm okay with it because I know what's on the other side and I believe in that. If you have the resistance and the discomfort and you're like, I think this is telling me something, I think this is like a red flag check engine light, well, that's a sign to pause and say, okay, what is this trying to show me? Right? Because as I said in the beginning, we can't understand what we want and what is, quote, good and the direction we want to go or when things feel good if we've never experienced the opposite. So when we have deep resistance, when we feel like, oh, I just hate this every day, and you don't see the other side of it, that could be like a check engine light. It doesn't mean quit your business, right? It doesn't mean you're failing. We need those contrast things sometimes. So the successful entrepreneurs out there who are really loving their business, have built the dream life, are in their purpose. Are they spending their entire day doing what they absolutely love every minute? No. Do they feel that their actions are supporting a bigger mission that does have to do with what they love and where they want to go in the world? Yes. And your business is a tool. It's a mechanism. You get to use it to get you where you want to go. But everything really starts with that bigger purpose and mission, you know, because if you don't know what that is, when times get hard, why would you continue, right? You're like, what's the upside? Where are we even going? So that's kind of my deep philosophical thought for you guys today is, what is that bigger purpose? What is that bigger mission? And are you acting and making decisions and showing up as the person who is going to be able to continue to move yourself forward in the direction of that mission? Right. And I think sometimes if we also don't know what that is, we stay in the same place. We choose not to make growth decisions, take risks, do something hard because we don't know where we're going. Like, we don't have a reason why. And it also holds us accountable of like, I got to do this scary thing. I got to do this uncomfortable thing. I got to make this investment. I got to take this risk, but I know I'm doing it for something bigger. So, those are my thoughts for you guys today. I hope that gave you something to think about. Maybe sit and journal. I also don't think this is something that you come up with overnight. I think it's also something that evolves as your journey changes and as you figure out who you are and what you love doing and what you're naturally good at and, you know, what you are put here to do. It's a deep question. But having more and more clarity around that will give you more and more resilience in your business, which a lot of entrepreneurs need that right now. All right, everybody. As a reminder, I have my free May 4th event in Austin, Texas, and I hope as many of you as possible are coming. It's going to be absolutely incredible. It has two parts. Part one is Think Amazing Race for Entrepreneurs. If you haven't seen that show, you can Google it. It's going to have 5 different challenges in downtown Austin and just be like the best time ever. And then we have a little break and we've got an after party with a fireside chat with some of my amazing friends, DJ. I'm going to announce something, dinner. Everything's catered by me, covered by me. You just have to get yourself to Austin and we can meet in person. There is nothing like in-person connection. It's going to basically be competition, fun, connection, play, dance, business strategy, all in half of a day. So you can go to notforlazymarketers.com/experience. Make sure to RSVP. We're going to cap out at some point because it's free. And so we've got a lot of people in Austin coming, a lot of entrepreneurs, and the venue does have a limit. So, all right, everybody, I will talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.